Turn to Picture 10, Book 4. Samuel had two sons, and he made them to be judges. But his sons did not walk in the ways of Samuel. They were bad and accepted bribes. Samuel was now becoming too old, and the people came to him. They said, "You are too old, and your sons are bad. We want you to appoint a king to lead us, like the other tribes have. Give us a king to lead us." Oh, Samuel was not happy with this request. Whom do you think was the real king of Israel? Yes, God, Jehovah. When Samuel prayed to God about this, God said, "It is not you that they have rejected as their king, but me. They have, from the day that I brought them out of Egypt, forsaken me and served other gods. Now listen to them, but warn them very much of all the things that a king will do to them." Samuel did this, but still the people refused to listen to Samuel, and they shouted, "No, we want a king, then we will be like the other tribes." Then Samuel prayed to God again, and God told him, "Give them a king." There was a young man called Saul. He was very tall and very good looking. God told Samuel that Saul was the one to be the king. So Samuel took a jug of oil and poured it on Saul's head. This was a sign to let the people know that Saul was the chosen king. What do you think of the people of Israel? God was not very happy with them. God had brought them out of slavery in Egypt. He took care of them all the time. Now, what are they doing? They are rejecting God as their true king, and they want to be like other people, to have a human king. Are you like the people of Israel? Do you reject God as king of your life? And do you look at other people around you and want the things they have? Do you listen to the voice of the people or the voice of God?